Arizona Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Kind of a gloomy Monday afternoon, but it sure has cooled things off, so we're kind of smiling about that today.
Yeah, for sure.
So Austin is going to be making his way in here in just a couple of minutes. He has the forecast for this evening, but extending out 5 days to let you know what the way the weather's kind of unrolling this week. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead and look at the three important things you should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, Pensacola International has introduced the Paw Patrol, a collection of 12 trained dogs, along with their handlers who greet travelers and help reduce the stress of traveling. Many of the dogs are used as therapy and comfort dogs visiting nursing homes, hospitals, schools, and other businesses and activities. All are certified with sweet dispositions and a love for new faces and friends. The reason I bring this up, I am setting up an interesting feature today. 4:35 this afternoon, Todd Payne from Pensacola International will be joining us, and we're going to talk about the Paws Patrol and how successful it has been out there at Pensacola International. 4:35 today on News Radio 92.3.
All right, and a program that provides hot lunches to over 400 local senior citizens has been cut back to 4 days a week. Josh Newby, president and CEO of the Council on Aging, confirms funding was not the reason for cuts to the program. It was an increase in clients. In Escambia County, 363 meals are served each day at 13 community centers and other sites. In Santa Rosa, 65 meals are served daily at 4 sites.
Okay, here's your third story this afternoon. Escambia taxpayers will pay more for education. County school boards voting 4-1 to approve a tax increase. The 1.5 mil increase is expected to net around $52 million for the district. Select board members say the increase was necessary due to declining enrollment, down by about 4,200 students over the past 5 years, and a reduction in state funding.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, all righty. Let's see here. Pensacola police continuing their efforts to crack down on loud noise downtown. Officers were out over the weekend enforcing the city's noise ordinance. And the Downtown Improvement Board has also allocated $35,000 to help pay for officers to continue doing so. The ordinance is in effect every night from 11 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Okay, tomorrow the Century Town Council will take the next step in selecting a new town administrator. The committee's narrowed the list down to 17. Well, actually, the list was 17. They've narrowed it down to 10. During Tuesday's meeting, the council will select the final applicants. According to the town charter, the final employment recommendation must come from the mayor and be approved by the council.
All right. And there's a new concession item available at Blue Wahoo's games. And this one's a doozy. It's called the Trust Fund, and it's a $32 surf and turf style meal served in a 40-ounce blue helmet with sauteed vegetables and a Parmesan boxty with creme fraiche, then topped with steamed snow crab legs, steak medallions, and sturgeon caviar. The ballpark launched the item on July 29th, and it's being billed as the most luxurious concessions item in minor league baseball history.
Well,
fancy.
Yeah, really. You got to buy a ticket first before you can buy that ride to get in the gate.
I would assume, yes.
All right. National Hurricane Center forecasters now monitoring a low pressure system off the coast of Northeast Florida. As of today, it was given a 30% chance of development over the next 7 days. The statistical peak of hurricane season just around September 10th, with the most active period stretching from the middle of August through the middle of October.
All right, you know, since you were talking about some weather there, we'll go ahead and get our first quick check of traffic and weather together this afternoon. This update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see what we got here. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, traveling towards Highway 87. And we may have a little bit on Highway 90 as well if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But those spots thoughts are to be expected. Outside of those couple of issues, there's not much holding you up at this time. Very happy to report on that. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, very cloudy out there. Some overcast skies for you this afternoon. We do have a low of 75 tonight, with some rainfall chances increasing Tuesday. The high for this afternoon sitting at 88 degrees, but it's going to creep down tomorrow, sitting at around 87.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, well, we're talking about weather today. We definitely want to keep you informed of what's happening tropical-wise. Really, no matter where it is, you need to know about it. Tropical activity is increasing throughout the Atlantic Basin with a named storm out there, but not threatening land. Here's Evan Brown in Miami.
Tropical storm Dexter is in the North Atlantic and will be passing north of Bermuda on its way farther out into the ocean, where it will eventually dissipate without having impacted any land masses. But another disturbance is sitting just off the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina. Forecasters give it only a small chance of developing into a cyclone, though it is creating some stormy conditions there. A third system is out there in the mid-Atlantic and has a medium chance of developing, though it is too soon to tell what impacts it could have in the Americas. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
All right. And nearly 800 Florida Fish and Wildlife officers are able to back up Governor DeSantis's immigration enforcement efforts. The officers have obtained 287G credentials. They're now equipped to identify and process people who are in the country illegally. This initiative is seen as a big step in the state's efforts to strengthen immigration enforcement and enhance public safety.
417 News Radio 92.3. Byron Donalds has another high-profile supporter in his race for governor. This is coming in this afternoon. Fresh new information to pass along. Senator Rick Scott endorsed the Republican congressman on Friday. Now, Scott says Donalds is a principled conservative who will lead with courage and conviction and fight on behalf of every Floridian. He adds Donalds will strengthen our economy, fight for seniors and veterans, protect our communities, and make Florida more affordable for every family member. President Trump already has endorsed Donalds in the 2026 race.
And Governor Ron DeSantis has a warning for his fellow Republicans. He spoke Saturday in Orlando at the Florida Freedom Forum, and he warned the audience the advantage Republicans have in the state may not last. He said, "Don't get high on your own supply. There's nothing permanent in politics." He warned that Democrats can use ballot referendums to turn Florida into California, and he says, "We could wake up in 10 years, and all of a sudden, we've got a left-wing state."
Well, listen, another death in the boat collision last week in Biscayne Bay. That's, of course, near Miami. CJ Pop is covering this for us today.
The Coast Guard says a third child, a 10-year-old girl who was in critical condition, died on Sunday, writing the child passed while surrounded by her immediate family. It's been a week since a barge struck and sank a boat during a sailing camp. Five children and one adult were on the sailboat and pulled from the water after the collision. Four children were rushed to the hospital, where two were pronounced dead. The victims were participating in a youth sailing lesson through the Miami Yacht Club at the time of the crash. The Coast Guard captain says the Coast Guard remains committed to conducting a thorough investigation to ensure all facts are uncovered. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Austin, something went terribly wrong down in Central Florida. Deputies saying a teenager shot and killed his own parents during an argument. Here's the latest on that.
Deputies in Clay County, Florida, outside Jacksonville, say a 14-year-old boy called 911 claiming to have shot both his parents to death. He walked to a church about a mile from the house before calling. Responding deputies did find both parents dead.
It appears that there was some sort of domestic argument last night between Trevor Lee and his parents, and that this shooting culminated from that argument.
Clay County Sheriff Michelle Cook says the teen left the gun at the house, and deputies took him into custody quickly. They're still looking into who owned the firearm and how the boy got a hold of it. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
We have a job to do out here today.
To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Are you in?
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation. To bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
But it's gonna take money. A whole lot of spending money. It's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
A little bit of George Harrison never hurt anybody. I named my kid after George Harrison. I don't know if you knew that or not, but Harry is named after George Harrison.
I do know that, yeah.
He really is. Okay, it is 4:23, News Radio 92.3, and I'm very proud of that, let me tell you. The Pentagon's preparing to test President Trump's ambitious space-based Golden Dome shield by late 2028. Ted Linder in has the facts on it.
The $175 billion initiative aims to intercept threats like ballistic and hypersonic missiles from space, inspired by Israel's Iron Dome, but far more advanced. The test, dubbed FTI-X, which stands for Flight Test Integrated, will assess a vast web of sensors and interceptors. Defense officials say the timing could offer a political win just ahead of the 2028 election, but experts warn it's risky, costly, and could spark a new space arms race. Congress has already allocated $25 billion to get phase one off the ground. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Okay, very interesting. Rebound after Friday's tough economic news. Yeah, Daria Albinger is in, kind of discussing this whole situation. She's got the market wrap-up for us.
Stocks did a U-turn to start the week, all three major indices rising, the Dow gaining back just about everything it lost at the end of the week. Investors were encouraged by news that the Fed will likely cut interest rates at its September meeting. There was just one major economic report today. Factory orders fell nearly 5%. And while last week was all about tech earnings, this week we will get results from companies in a number of sectors, from Eli Lilly to Caterpillar to the Walt Disney Company. At the close, the Dow was up 585 points, the NASDAQ 403 on the plus side, and the S&P up 92. The day's winners, tech and utility companies, losers, energy companies. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
425 Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's been pretty smooth sailing so far. Do have some backups developing on I-10 just a little bit if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that's to be expected. Same can be said with the little bit of backups we have on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather here, 79 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. Rainfall chances are going to linger and actually increase on the first half of your Tuesday, and we're going to see the high trickle down just a little bit more as a result. This afternoon's high is 88, but Tuesday's high only 87.
Afternoon, everybody. 427 News Radio 92.3. I think weather is taking really a top place in the stack today. Communities in the southeast continuing to experience heavy rainfall that is bringing dangerous flooding. Robert Ray is in Atlanta with more details.
If you live in the deep south, you're used to temperatures hovering around 90 degrees in early August. Well, in Atlanta, you'll be lucky to hit 70 degrees. And guess what? Flash flood watches are in play once again. The entire state of Georgia, most of the panhandle of Florida, parts of Alabama, all under these watches. And we've seen a lot of rain over the weekend, including Savannah, Georgia, Hilton Head, South Carolina, all going through flash flooding scenarios. This rain is expected to dump inches over the next few days. And in some areas of the south, we're not going to see the precip stop falling for at least a week. In Atlanta, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And President Trump says the lackluster July jobs report is a scam. The report said the U.S. economy added just 73,000 jobs last month, which was well below estimates. It also revised the May and June numbers downward by more than 200,000 combined. Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, accusing her of being politically motivated, and called the numbers rigged. He said he will pick an exceptional replacement for the job.
And if you look at the trend of her forecasting, the past three forecasts that she has trended have had to be revised. So she has been posting bad numbers. And in situations like that, those numbers are critical because people are making stock trading decisions based on those numbers.
Right, right.
So anyway, we'll keep you abreast of what's happening over there. New footage has emerged of the violent brawl that took place in Cincinnati last month. This was ridiculous. It should have never happened. Six people facing charges for their role in that fight. Nate Foy has more.
A lawyer for one of the six suspects facing charges for the mob-style attack released the video and says someone yelling racial slurs led to the violence. Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Pureval, back from his heavily criticized family vacation in Canada, is urging people to reject racial division. But a warning from Cincinnati police says, quote, the Cincinnati Police Department has been made aware of Ku Klux Klan flyers being distributed in various communities within our city. Tonight, Republican candidate for Ohio Governor Vivek Ramaswamy will host a town hall to address the reaction to the attack.
And the New York Post is expanding to California. The long-running tabloid newspaper will launch the California Post early next year. The New York Post noted that California is home to the second largest concentration of its readers, with 3.5 million monthly unique visitors to its web properties.
Okay, Navy servicemen, here's something for you. The past week marked 80 years since the worst disaster at sea in the history of the U.S. Navy. Here's Kevin Urinsky.
880 sailors and Marines lost their lives after the heavy cruiser USS Indianapolis was hit by torpedoes from a Japanese submarine in the Philippine Sea just after midnight, July 30, 1945. About 300 died within minutes. Many more died over the next several days from wounds suffered in the attack, dehydration, and shark attacks in the ocean. The Navy originally had no idea because no distress call was sent. The initial Japanese attack knocked out the Indianapolis's power and radios in the ship's control room. Survivors were eventually spotted in the ocean by an Air Force plane. Only 316 survived. The last was pulled from the water August 3rd, 1945. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he will begin trying to remove Democratic state lawmakers from office.
I believe they have forfeited their seats in the state legislature because they're not doing the job they were elected to do.
Democrats are attempting to block the adoption of redrawn U.S. House maps in the red states sought by Republicans. The ban continues in Montana for Michael Paul Brown. He's accused in the deadly shooting of four people in a rural bar west of Butte.
He's been on the run now for more than 72 hours. Considered armed and dangerous, officials closed the surrounding national forest, and residents have been warned about going outside. He was last seen about 5 miles from the crime scene after a brief chase where he stole a pickup truck.
Fox's William Longines on Wall Street. Stocks were recovering after ending Friday on a sour note. The Dow gaining 585 points. The NASDAQ added 92. America's listening to Fox News.
You can imagine how happy we all were. My wife, our three kids, and I have found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block?
Yes, it is.
Mommy, can we go to the park anytime we want?
Anytime we want.
So you can imagine trying to answer all their questions after the landlord turned us down.
What happened? Why can't we live there?
Why not, Papa?
What was I going to say? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building? We made a call to HUD and found out that being denied because we have kids is illegal. We got answers. We got help.
And we got the apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your familial status, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or disability, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Summer Restaurant Week, Jackson's and Julia, a festive Ferragosto celebration, Atlas Beverage Class, and the world is your oyster. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Should've known better than to cheat up and waste the chance that I'd been given.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Pensacola International has introduced a Paw Patrol, a collection of 12 trained dogs, along with their handlers, who greet travelers and help reduce the stress of traveling. Many of the dogs are used as therapy and comfort dogs, visiting nursing homes, hospitals, schools, and more. All are certified with sweet dispositions and a love of new faces and friends.
Okay, and story number two we're following today, and I cannot wait. We're going to be talking to Todd Payne in here in just a minute from the Pensacola International Airport about the dogs and how much they really mean and bring to the airport. So we'll talk about that in just a few minutes here. A program that provides hot lunches to over 400 local senior citizens has been cut back to 4 days a week. Josh Newby, the president CEO of the Council on Aging, confirms funding was not the reason for cuts to the program. It was an increase in clients. In Escambia County, 363 meals are served each day at 13 community centers and other sites. In Santa Rosa, 65 meals are served daily at 4 sites.
And Escambia taxpayers will pay more for education. The county school board has voted 4-1 to approve a tax increase. The $1.5 million increase is expected to net around $52 million for the district. Select board members say the increase was necessary due to declining enrollment, down by about 4,200 students over the past 5 years, along with a reduction in state funding.
All right, 437 News Radio 92.3. This is the most enjoyable part of my day right now, talking to this guy. Hey, Todd Payne, what's going on?
Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, we find you wherever you are. I know we found you in Atlanta last week at Delta Airlines, and today you were so nice enough to take my call. You get around, don't you?
Well, that's all part of the fun.
some people have to do it. Oh, darn. Hey, listen, I love the program that we're talking about, the Pup Patrol doing. Yeah, you're doing over there at the airport. I first came in contact, I mean, years ago, I was over at the West Florida Hospital in Fort Walton Beach, and they have dogs like this that, you know, walk around and, and make the patients feel much more calm. And they, you can see the stress level does really take effect. How did this all come about, especially at Pensacola International?
So it was back in September of 2016, Chris, when it started, well before I was at the airport. But the idea, and you see it in some other airports as well, especially around holidays when airports will bring in dogs to calm people when, you know, the people are frazzled and, you know, you've got kids and it's a busy time period. Our Pup Patrol is in the airport primarily Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and not all 12 dogs at the same time,
although
on occasion that'll happen if we're doing something special. But it's just a great opportunity for people, and the dogs are all therapy dogs. They're certified. You know, and all the people working the program are volunteers, and people love them. You know, the kids and the kids inside, the adults love them too. You see people hugging them, and I think the dogs enjoy it as much as the people.
I think so as well. We're speaking to Todd Payne, Pensacola International Airport, this afternoon. When we define stress, what do you see most people traveling through the airport? Is it the maybe a flight running late, or just the congestion of the airport itself? What are some of the stress factors out there?
Well, you know, any number of things. Particularly, it becomes more stressful when you're a new traveler, when you're not accustomed to traveling, and you know, some of our travelers are long experienced, others are not, and or you're traveling with your family, that can be stressful because you don't want your kids to cry, but you also know that they're kids.
Yeah,
so, you know, I think you see a little bit more stress over the holidays when there's just more people traveling together. And but, you know, weather can do that, delays can do that, cancellations can do that, and that's the nature of the airport and airline industry. We try to do the best we can to make it as good an experience as we can.
Who was primarily responsible for introducing this concept to Pensacola International?
You know what? I would love to have that answer. It falls into the customer service group at the airport, which is part of our team and in our division. But it was created by some folks who aren't in the airport anymore, I don't think. But it's been a program that's done very, very well for us. And you know, we even have trading cards. All the dogs have their own trading cards.
Yeah, I saw that. How does that work? Goodness gracious. does their handlers...
We got to get some photos taken.
So does the handlers pass them out? But these dogs are so darn smart, they might pass out their own cards.
Well, I've seen the handlers actually hand the cards to the dog, and the dog hands it to the kids, which is sort of funny to see. Yeah.
Well,
it's a feel-good program.
It really is, and it makes our community look even better when we introduce something like that. And you guys are always doing really nice things at the airport. And any new things, anything else you need to pass on to us that's exciting
going on? So we got TSA TSA pre-check and sign-ups August 11th to the 15th. I'm told that all the reservations are taken, but they do take walk-ins.
Okay.
So if anyone doesn't have their pre-check, they can come into the airport between the 11th and 15th. And we've got new service from Breeze Airways launching Bentonville, Arkansas. We'll start on September 4th twice a week nonstop, and then Memphis, Tennessee starts on September 5th twice a week.
Yeah, my son had the opportunity.
New service and-
yeah, I was going to tell you, Todd, my son had the opportunity to fly Breeze. I think it was from Raleigh. Is that where they're out of, Raleigh or Richmond?
They fly Raleigh and they fly Tampa right now.
Yeah, that's what he was on the flight, took it out of Raleigh, down to Tampa, then back over here. They stayed the plane. It was a direct flight.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved the service.
They fly Tampa four times a week now. They fly Raleigh twice a week, and it's nonstop now. You don't have to stop. It goes right to Raleigh.
He brags about it.
Oh, and they're growing.
He brags about it to his Navy buddies up in Virginia that I live in a little town called Gulf Breeze. We've got our own airline. Okay, he's fudging the truth a bit, but he loves the service as I know the community is really accepting it really nicely, aren't they?
Well, we're excited about it. And David Neelman, who is the founder of JetBlue, is the one that started Breeze.
Good for him.
And started a few years ago, and it's an ultra low cost carrier, along with Frontier and Spirit, who also fly at the airport. It provides a really nice value for our passengers, and we're just trying to get them to increase their frequencies in the number of markets. But they're a very good unit, very good carrier.
Well, listen, Todd, thanks for your time. I know you're a busy guy. Caught you back in Pensacola. I feel pretty good about that. Patting myself on the back.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
We will keep you up to date on things here. You keep us up to date on things there, and I think things will work out for us real well.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey,
you have a great day.
You got it, bud. Todd Payne, Pensacola International Airport, live this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Myles Garrett requested a trade, but eventually signed a lucrative long-term contract with the Cleveland Browns. And on Friday, it was Micah Parsons' turn to request a trade, but this time it was from the Dallas Cowboys. The difference here is that Micah's situation, along with his agent against Jerry Jones, is more personal. But even with that being said, this is how Jerry likes it, with all the preseason attention now surrounding his team. And ultimately, I think Dallas, whether it's this year or next year, will make Micah the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Here's today's health news.
4:43, News Radio 92.3. More officials from the Biden administration are set to sit for interviews. It's part of the investigation into President Biden. Ryan Schmelz has a preview.
Deputy Chief of Staff of Policy Bruce Reed is the next to be interviewed by the House Oversight Committee. The committee is investigating an alleged decline and cover-up of President Biden's mental acuity and his use of the auto pen. Former senior advisor Anita Dunn is also set to be interviewed this week. According to sources, last week, former counselor Steve Ricchetti told the committee he believed President Biden had the ability to be president, was performing the capacity of the job every day, and could have won the 2024 election. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And England rolling out the first gonorrhea vaccine program in the world. The initiative is in response to growing cases of the STD, which reached the highest numbers ever recorded in 2023. The vaccine will be offered to those at high risk free of charge at clinics starting today.
Healthcare experts putting a spotlight on the importance of breastfeeding this month. Lisa Brady has more.
This is House Call for Health. August is National Breastfeeding Month, originally declared by the U.S. Breastfeeding Committee back in August of 2011, with a proclamation that read in part, each August, the U.S. Breastfeeding Committee hosts a social media advocacy and outreach campaign inviting member organizations, breastfeeding coalitions, partner organizations, and individuals to participate in online action and conversation about the policy and practice changes needed to build a landscape of support for babies and families. You can get more information at usbreastfeeding.org, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
445 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, there must be a holiday that I don't celebrate because there doesn't look like there's a lot of traffic going on the roads here. We do have some backups on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound. This is going to be right as you are approaching Glass Drive, so be on the lookout for that. But there's nothing major really outside of that spot. As for your weather, at least locally here, sitting at around 79 degrees, going to be a low of 75 tonight. Rainfall chances will increase for your Tuesday, and the highs are going to remain a relatively low 87.
Okay, that's your local snapshot for weather. Let's go to the bigger picture here. The latest tropical storm should not impact the eastern United States. Well, she's back. Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean makes her way in here and has details in your Fox weather forecast.
Tropical Storm Dexter has formed off the East Coast, but the good news is this storm will not impact the U.S. We are watching a few areas for potential development in the Atlantic Basin, but for now, the tropics remain quiet. A slight risk of severe storms for sections of the northern and central plains. Flood alerts are up for the risk of heavy rain across parts of the southeast. We've got extreme heat alerts for the southwest and southern California, and wildfires burning over Canada, bringing poor air quality issues to sections of the northern plains, the Midwest, Great Lakes, and the northeast. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the company behind those controversial ads for blue jeans, you know the one I'm talking about, has responded to its critics. Jack Callahan has more.
Retailer American Eagle Outfitters, posting on social media its ad campaign featuring actress Sydney Sweeney, was always about the jeans, her story. Critics have blasted the ad as Nazi-like and, intentionally or otherwise, promoting eugenics. But most of the critics equate jeans, as in denim, with genes, as in genetics. American Eagle posting it will continue to celebrate how everyone wears their jeans, adding, "Great jeans look good on everyone." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks climbed today as investors clawed back some steep losses from the previous session last week that were sparked by concerns over the economy and a new round of tariffs from the Trump administration. The Dow gaining more than 1.3%, the S&P 500 up close to 1.5%, and the Nasdaq gaining almost 2%. Amazon is said to be laying off roughly 110 employees in its Wondery podcast division. In a note to staffers, the company says it's consolidating some Wondery units under its Audible audiobook and podcasting division. Wondery's CEO is also stepping down, and the move comes nearly 5 years after Amazon acquired Wondery as part of a push to expand its catalog of original audio content. Crude oil futures for September delivery falling now 1.6%. They're sitting above $66 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, you can go ahead and start the presses. One of the nation's most widely read newspapers is expanding. Dara Albinger, she's in, has more for us.
The New York Post is going Hollywood. The nation's favorite newspaper will publish a West Coast edition based in Los Angeles. Robert Thompson, the CEO of the Post's parent company and Fox's sister company News Corp, says the California Post will deliver its brand of fearless, common-sense journalism along with its legendary headlines. He expects the new paper to engage and enlighten readers who he says are starved for serious reporting. The LA staff of reporters, editors, and photographers will focus on local news, sports, entertainment, and of course, politics. The team in New York will provide the national and international news. The first issue hits the newsstands and goes live online early next year. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And thousands of Boeing workers are on strike. Members of the Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union are on strike at three Boeing facilities in the St. Louis area following failed negotiations over a new contract. About 3,500 union workers voted yesterday to reject the company's final offer before the strike went into effect at midnight. Neither side has said when talks will resume.
I wonder if those guys and ladies have looked at the P&L sheets of Boeing recently. Pretty bold to walk out when they look that bad. Kia is recalling hundreds of thousands of cars. This is due to loose parts that can fall off where the vehicle's moving along. Jeff Manasso has more on the situation.
Kia America issuing two recalls for more than 200,000 Telluride models and over 100,000 K5 models, both from the 2023 to 25 model years, over loose parts near the doors and windows that the company says can fall off. For the Telluride, a door trim. For the K5s, it's the C-pillar garnish faceplates that pose a potential hazard to other drivers. Owners can bring their vehicles into a Kia dealership for a free inspection and replacement. The National Transportation Safety Board steering owners to its website to see if their cars are affected. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, if you want to buy a robot, you and I were talking about this earlier today. A China-based company will now sell you one for the low price of $6,000. Pretty impressed.
Robots functioning like people will one day work in factories or as domestic help, but they're not cheap. At least they weren't. China-based Unitree Robotics is now selling its R1 model robot for just under $6,000, making it probably the least expensive high-tech thing you could possibly buy. Experts say the R1 is likely a scaled-down version of their flagship robots, which run around $90,000. Unitree, however, says the target market is for researchers and developers and not yet a person looking for a robo-buddy. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting pop culture notes, some more frivolous stuff to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
This commercial is for people like you, people who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Okay, so it's gonna be about $1,200.
Wait, did you even figure out what was wrong?
Well, my guy said something about the flux capacitor. Oh, and we had some extra parts.
Extra parts? That's a no for me.
Don't settle for vague answers and mystery charges. Head to Garage 850 on Sun Valley Drive just off Michigan Avenue. Rusty and his ASE certified crew actually explain what's going on and get it done right. Specials online now at garage850.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Someone put the word on you. Oh, my aim is true. 7:55. Heads up, Pensacola. I had to wait for the post there. I just certain part of that song. I wanted to get it in there before I moved on. Peter Gabriel, right?
Genesis, actually.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel and Genesis. There you go.
Phil Collins.
Yeah. Peter Gabriel was part of the group.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Of course.
I never knew that.
All right. Austin Price, kind of befuddled right now, getting his composure.
I've been blindsided here with Peter Gabriel.
All right. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, you can get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for an extra 5% off. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty smooth sailing hour. We do have an accident report being brought to our attention on Michigan Avenue. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Glass Drive, right as you are passing North W Street. So be on the lookout for that. There's a wave of congestion there. But that is far and away our worst-looking spot right now. Any other congestion that is at all notable shouldn't really be sticking out to you. It's typically just, you know, run-of-the-mill afternoon traffic. As for your weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, kind of cloudy out there. Got some rainfall chances tonight bleeding into your Tuesday. And Tuesday's high is going to show it sitting at only 87 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, a popular actress from WKRP has died. One of the best darn-looking receptionists in the business. Jennifer has passed. Here's Jane Fergus.
Cincinnati WKRP.
Lonnie Anderson, the blonde bombshell star of WKRP in Cincinnati, died Sunday in Los Angeles. Anderson played the sexy, smart receptionist at the struggling station.
Happy birthday to you.
Earning two Emmy nominations and legions of fans, the Minnesota native had four husbands, including actor Burt Reynolds, with whom she shared a son. Her publicist says she died in the hospital after a prolonged illness. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And Doechii is announcing dates for her upcoming Live from the Swamp tour. Doechii officially announced her tour plans during her debut at Lollapalooza in Chicago over the weekend. The 21-stop tour, which is presented by Top Dog Entertainment and Live Nation, will kick off on August 17th with performances throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe, and Australia. General ticket sales will begin on August 11th at 10 a.m. on the tour's official website.
Okay, Wendy's is launching its new Wednesday Addams-inspired menu. Today, on Monday, Wednesday, but they're going to do it today. And I hope it's a better rollout than they did with SpongeBob.
I was really
disappointed. Not in the food, but the presentation.
The cosmetics were
They just threw
ungodly.
In the bag, and there you go, and call it the SpongeBob meal.
Right.
There was nothing resembling a SpongeBob meal in that bag, except the hamburger, the crusty. What do they call it? Crusty burger. Krabby crusty.
Krabby Patty.
Krabby Patty. There you go. Tanja J. Powers is going to get us out of this one.
It's Wendy's Wednesday style. Wendy's new Meals of Misfortune drop just in time for the premiere of Wednesday's second season on Netflix. They include limited edition items like the Rest in 10 Piece Nuggets, fries called Cursed and Crispy, the Raven's Blood Frosty with a dark cherry swirl, and the Dips of Dread. You get two dipping sauces with each meal chosen at random. It comes in custom packaging to promote the show. The bag says, "There's nothing happy about this meal." Season 1 of Wednesday premiered on Netflix in 2022 and became one of its most watched original programs. The long-awaited Season 2 drops... when else? On Wednesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And comedian Matt Rife and YouTuber Elton Casty are partnering to lease the Connecticut home and museum belonging to Ed and Lorraine Warren. According to a video posted on Rife's Instagram, the duo will be the legal guardians and caretakers of all 750 haunted artifacts and items in the Warren Museum, including the Annabelle doll, for at least 5 years.
Okay, jury selection began today in the retrial of Sheila Agee. She is the woman... accused of helping her son murder 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims back in 22. First trial for Sheila ended in a mistrial after multiple incidents of misconduct from the jury. After the first trial was derailed, prosecutors gearing up for a retrial set to begin this week. So that is underway. Okay, we'll have more news for you coming up in less than 12. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.